Dave and Darren.
Hello.
Yes, friends. Yes. And if you're hearing the music, that means it's working. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Oh, sure. Now the sun comes out.
Yeah, here comes the sun.
I'll take it.
Oh, that's strange.
How are you doing with leaves? You on top of the leaves?
Yeah, well, you can take a look for yourself. Yeah. We got a lot done yesterday, and I'll tell you
why.
I was able to get so much work done with the leaves. Because I refuse to watch any more NFL football in this house.
You know why
I'm done.
Why I was able to, I didn't have a good week, cover 5.
Oh, no.
I'm down like...
No, way to go, Patriots.
I'm down like 50 points.
Ugh.
You know why I was able to make as much progress with the leaves as
that
I was?
That is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
Why is that, Darren?
A complete pun intended.
Yeah.
Because I was left alone. Leave me alone. And I'll take care of the leaves.
So
okay,
you weren't reminded that it
was
time.
No, I don't need to be reminded. I don't need to be told. I'll do it. I did it. I'm staying on top of it. I'm not saying the battle is over.
Yeah, no.
But as of right now in Bettendorf,
yeah.
they've got the free.
Free lawn waste.
Free lawn waste
right
now. So you've got through like the first week of December.
Yeah, we filled up like 8 bags.
Which is not going to take.
No.
Leave me alone. I'll take care of the leaves. And
you know what helped me get the motivation to clean up the leaves? And my maple's still not done. I mean, I'm still going to have to do another round out there. But getting 4.5 inches of snow on top of all the leaves really kind of pushed the button where it's like, you got to take care of this because before long, this whole thing's going to be.
It was the first thing
underneath the tundra.
I did out of bed yesterday.
Yeah?
Was to do that. Now, having said that, took advantage of that little fallback.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd like to have a discussion about maybe doing fallback every weekend.
Getting that
extra hour is just making a huge difference. It's just marvelous. The falling back is so much better than the springing ahead. The springing ahead
for someone who gets up at 4 a.m. or whatever it is, sure, I can certainly see that. I remember doing that a few times.
Yeah.
I know I did it once. Maybe I did it a couple times where you would be doing when they actually had live overnight people at radio stations.
Right.
Where you would, it's like, pow, you got me.
You've got
that 1 hour that you've got to do twice.
Right.
It's like being in detention. You got to repeat it. Or being held. It's like being held back.
Spinning your wheels.
Did you enjoy that 2 o'clock hour? Well, you're going to do it again.
Quick story here from the Empire of Japan. They've come out with a Kentucky Fried Chicken has come out with a new flavor of chicken.
Mm-hmm. A Japanese
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Huh.
Japanese now coming up with chicken that tastes like girls' feet. That's what they're calling it.
I tell you what, it's really going to matter which girls' feet.
Joining flavors ranging from curry to plum courage, Japanese-style fried chicken on a takeout chain. Their menu is something called the Girl's Soul variety, S-O-L-E. It's a fetish-inspired flavor that they say mimics the smell and stickiness of the underside of a young woman's foot.
Hmm.
Thanks to natto, a type of fermented soybean, that they put on top of the chicken. So they say that when they fry the chicken this way, it tastes exactly like a girl's foot would.
Now, I'm guessing that that is just a coincidence. That sort of thing happened.
No, they're going for that.
No, I understand that, but when the first guy, you know what this smells like? I've got something of a thing. And you know what this smells like? This tofu, this stinky tofu?
There's the chain that's doing it is called Tenka Toramasu, which is the KFC. It's not KFC exactly. It's KFC-ish. It's a fried chicken chain. It's not KFC. Tenka Toramasu, they've partnered up with a J-pop group. and they're bringing this dish to life. And Cayman Josie is the name of the J-pop group. They're a bunch of masked females, and they've partnered with this fried chicken chain to create this new flavor. So I guess the first time they did this, it was girl sweat chicken. Now this is girl's feet chicken, making fried chicken that intentionally tastes like a woman's foot.
And this we'll have access to when?
It's available now for 400 yen, which works out to about $3.60. If you're interested, you can go to Japan and ask for it by name. Ask for the fried chicken that tastes like a woman's foot. I just don't know how any of that makes any sense. Hey, Yoshi, come here. Does this taste like a woman's foot to you?
I mean, I suppose...
I'll be damned if it doesn't, Carl.
I don't know that I've ever done a ton... I've spent a lot of time there.
Yeah. No, that's...
You know, I mean, even if you're some sort of playful nibbling or something, yeah. I don't know that I've done a ton of...
Right.
I just haven't.
No.
I do.
Having a woman's foot in your mouth to know what it tastes like
nibbling
seems
elsewhere.
Weird. Yeah, no, I get it.
But,
Yeah. Well, this is something that they're very excited about.
And I
in
see
Japan.
That the guy from McDonald's is out.
We need to get right into that because it's time now for the top five things. Can we get right into it? Because this McDonald's
thing
fascinates me.
Before we do that, I do want to do a bit of a shout out to one of the listeners.
Oh, marvelous!
I would guess a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Now I haven't. Perhaps I was doing some Keystone Light shopping. Perhaps. Let's just say that that's maybe what I was doing, trying to get a nice deal. The man.
You'd hate to overpay for Keystone Light.
The man said.
Uh-huh.
So.
Is there Keystone, or is it just all light?
There is a Keystone.
Yeah,
without... But you don't, you might act as like just Budweiser.
Right.
There is, but you rarely see it.
Okay.
What you would see instead... I think that's that comes in like a maroon box.
Mm.
You don't see that very often.
No.
What you will see, because the Keystone Light comes in a blue box.
I see.
That you've seen.
Yes.
What you will see, which I don't know that I would suggest, in the Death Black box is your Keystone Ice.
Okay.
So, yeah, just Keystone on its own.
So that's just Keystone with a higher ABV, I imagine.
It's a bit of a unicorn. So uh-huh. Anyway, I'm in line. I'm getting some beers, and this young man is in front of me, and he's got a couple bottles of beer, which I take notice of,
mm-hmm.
and I think to myself, well, a couple things could be going on
mm-hmm.
here, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. He could be a hobo, most going to drink these under a bridge.
Okay, well, I hadn't considered that.
That's the only thing that comes to my mind when I see ordering Keystone.
No, he wasn't ordering Keystone. He had a couple bottles of beer.
Okay, bottles.
Bottles.
Okay,
like your
bombers.
Craft beers that you like.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, it's a little bit unusual. And my thought process was, well, this is maybe a couple roadies.
Mm-hmm.
Although most bottles, I mean, you'd have to have a bottle opener in the car. Which I guess you could have.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're going to cook with these.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Sure.
So anyway, he gets rung up. I've got my cart of my Keystones.
Yeah.
He gets rung up. He turns around and goes, here, these beers are for you and Dave. It's
what?
Fantastic.
What?
This beer is fantastic. And he gives me the beers.
What? Where's the beer at?
Well, the beer is in the refrigerator. Actually, the refrigerator museum.
Oh.
But I will bring them over so that we can have my... I forgot them for today's podcast.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But I will make sure that I bring them over so that we can share them during a podcast.
Oh, that's lovely.
And so I certainly appreciate it. And I know that this young guy has reached out to us before. And I would hope that he reaches out again to let us know exactly... The name escapes me.
What kind of beer he got, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
So the next time I'll do my very best to remember to bring him, and we will have his beer on the podcast.
Well, the number one thing kind of involves the museum refrigerator. I guess we
won't let it get lost.
We can talk about the McDonald's story without it actually being the top story. Because, over the weekend, the CEO of McDonald's.
Now, my question is, he's saying is a consensual relationship, but with an employee.
Yes.
Now, do we know if that's like... the senior vice president, or
the girl at the drive-thru who he can't get out of his mind?
Some young girl on the fryer.
We don't know that.
And I wonder if this has anything to do with it. Maybe it's just a different culture at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is McRib season.
And
things get a little saucy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Yeah. This guy, the CEO of McDonald's, got fired over the weekend because he admitted to having a consensual relationship with an employee. We don't know if this was, as you say.
What pay grade we're talking about this employee.
They're all,
if it's like the number two person at McDonald's, or if it's just a brand new hire that is on the tartar sauce gun.
I watched her clean up a mess
at
a McDonald's at Oak Brook, and I couldn't get her out of my mind.
You should see the way she puts that Filet-O-Fish together.
This guy has been fired. Now, CEO of McDonald's, can we agree? That's probably a pretty good job to have.
Can you imagine what that parachute is?
$15.9 million a year this guy was making to be the CEO of McDonald's. And I'll just ask you this. Do you know how many attractive, super attractive women don't work at McDonald's?
Don't?
Yes.
Probably a lot of
them. The answer is almost all of them.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of the attractive women on earth don't work at McDonald's.
Well.
So is this a matter of he had to have it because it was this forbidden fruit situation? Or is there just something about the way she puts the hot apple pie in the oven that this guy was just going out of his mind?
Or the hot apple pie in the little sleeve.
Yes. Well, if she can wrap that, gives me some ideas. So this guy's making $16 million a year. Fired.
He'll probably get that for the next 5 years.
Well, he's going to get 26 weeks of pay.
Okay.
Let's see. In 2017, he made $21.8 million.
And what?
$22 million a year, Darren.
Now, what big innovation has he brought to McDonald's?
What's new in the last 2 years? I don't know. What has he done that's so great? You know, I was thinking maybe we could make the food a little faster.
I bet he's not responsible for... Oh, I forgot to order fries. I forgot to put that fry order in.
Sorry, everybody.
For Wichita.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh my God. Something, I had this nagging feeling, and I forgot to put that fry order in for Wichita 9.
Sorry, everybody. We don't have any Coke. Our
That's
CEO,
on me.
CEO flaked on this one.
He's a little bit of a micromanager.
He, at the end of 2018, he had unvested stock options worth $21.8 million. He is forbidden as part of his going away. He'll get 26 weeks of pay, but he will forfeit millions in unvested stock options.
Boy.
And he also now is forbidden from working for a competitor for 2 years. Who's going to hire this clown? You were told, don't touch any of the women here at McDonald's. And you couldn't do that. You couldn't keep your hands off the McNuggets.
I know the people at Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen. They'll take a flyer on anybody.
Grimace and I are very much in love, so it's worth it to forfeit these millions. Yeah, just absolutely. This guy joined McDonald's in 2015 from Kraft, where apparently, I don't know if he had any problems there with... Please don't make love to anyone in the macaroni and cheese line. Okay, I can do that for a couple million. It just seems like there's a lot of really hot chicks that don't work at McDonald's.
Hardee's chicks.
The Hardee's hotties.
Yes.
Get them involved. Now,
start kind of letting them know how much money you make a year.
Yes. Drop hints.
I really shouldn't do this, but... Hello, my little thick burger.
Wendy and I are very much in love, and we hope you'll respect our choices.
We had a child. We're going to call him Carl. Carl Jr.
Let's do the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. And with autumn here, fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages. They also have stuff you can take home. Whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to everything we've ever done, including some specialty programming. The podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna fish, their homemade recipe made fresh daily. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And don't forget the gift cards, because anytime is a good time to get a Capriati's gift card. Everybody loves Capriati's. I can tell you who's not going to be getting a Capriati's gift card.
Mm.
And that's yours truly as a result of the Cover 5.
Yeah.
That is not going to be me this year. So best of luck to everyone else.
Green Bay and the Patriots.
I did too. Ugh. I did too.
Not great.
And I started off with taking the 49ers on Thursday night.
Oh, boy.
It is just all the information I need to stay out of any sports book.
Right.
Please mention Nacho Radio when you're at Capriati's and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Congrats to everyone who is, well, everyone is doing better than I am.
And
I think I'm 171 out of 191.
We're only halfway through the season. You could still turn things around.
It's going to have to be epic.
Number one.
Number one on our top five things. People in Iceland are watching a McDonald's cheeseburger and French fry on a live stream.
Mm. Might as well. It's almost as exhilarating as a plastic bag stuck in a tree.
Check this out. Do you see the picture here?
Yes, there
that's
it is.
That's a cheeseburger from McDonald's, and that's an order of fries.
Now, are they just going to let it rot?
This is the thing. McDonald's closed all of their restaurants in Iceland in the year 2009, and this guy bought a hamburger and fries, and then just set it up because he wanted to watch, well, what'll happen to it?
It doesn't look bad for 10 years.
No, 10 years old, and it's not decomposing at all.
Oh, no. I suppose that's the point.
Hojuktur Samarsson says, I had heard that McDonald's never decomposed, so I wanted to see if it was true.
Yeah.
And this week, it's 10 years.
You know what looks
since
like?
Since this guy ordered the hamburger and fries from McDonald's.
The only thing that looks like it's aging.
Mm-hmm.
Is the box that the fries were in.
Yeah, there's like a little discoloration on
the box.
That's
the only thing.
Yeah. There's a live stream you can go to look at the burger and fries. It's in a glass cabinet now in a hostel in southern Iceland.
Should I get my Pepsi and stream the Pepsi from
you might as well.
Woodstock 2? Although
the website is getting 400,000 hits a day. People going to look at the last McDonald's cheeseburger sold in Iceland in 2009. And people are driving
it's in an aquarium
to Iceland to have their selfies taken with this hamburger and cheeseburger and fries. After 3 years, he says there was little change in the cheeseburger's composition. He donated the meal to the National Museum of Iceland. A museum specialist decided, well, we don't have what we need to preserve this. So they returned it to its original owner.
Here's your stuff back.
We don't want your stupid hamburger. There's a discussion here of other McDonald's foods that have resisted the ravages of time. For instance, there was a person in 1996 that bought a hamburger from McDonald's and claimed it was no different than the day she bought it. Someone here bought a Happy Meal in 2010 and took a picture of it every day for 6 months. And she says it never rotted, never smelled bad, never developed maggots. There was no sign of it decomposing at all.
So what you're saying is you really shouldn't be in any big hurry to get rid of it out of your body once you put it in your body.
Yes.
It should be fine.
I guess. McDonald's said in 2013 that in the right environment, our burgers, like most other foods, could decompose. But without moisture in the environment, it's unlikely to grow mold, bacteria, or decompose. So, yeah, This is a thing that's getting 400,000 hits a day. People going and looking at this 10-year-old cheeseburger and fries and ice.
You think people would like to look at my Pepsi?
I think
because it is kind of like...
I think your Pepsi is much more interesting than this hamburger is.
Except it's been refrigerated for 25 years.
I think that ups the cachet.
Yes, but then I have to put a camera inside the refrigerator. And then light the refrigerator.
Well, I mean...
Do you know how to do that?
I think I might. No.
Come over and help.
We'd have to figure out the lighting.
Come over and
sitch.
Help, maybe.
I think I could do that.
I mean,
two.
I do.
Hi, Rhonda. I'm here to help Darren. We're going to put a camera in your refrigerator.
What for? It is a working museum.
Yes.
It's not just.
Not just a flight of fancy.
No.
Drunk guy's in trouble for trying to have sex with a pile of leaves, Darren.
Now, when I was a kid,
yeah,
a very little child,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking you back to the 60s.
Okay.
I do remember, now this, I was not having sex with leaves.
Okay.
Although I...
Because for a second I was nervous that's where this story was going.
It's not going
this
there.
This is a huge relief. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know if I would have used that term, but anyway.
It's a real load off my mind.
I don't know if I'd have gone there either.
Okay.
But I remember being a little kid
mm-hmm.
when we were raking up the leaves.
Yeah.
And somebody was taking taking the kids to a Disney movie.
Okay.
Something you would think like a 4-year-old would be out of their mind about.
Right.
I'm like, pass. I'm jumping in those leaves. Oh, we're raking up these leaves and I'm going to be doing a bunch of leaf diving.
Leaf diving.
Leaf diving.
You would think would get old. Pretty quick, but it
well,
doesn't.
Not when you're four.
No, kids love it. The whole crawling around in leaves.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a ball pit in your
backyard.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it was like Lady and the Tramp or whatever it was, but
you
it's like.
You can keep your Disney movie.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah.
I'm doing the leaves. So I kind of get it, is all I'm saying.
This guy was seen thrusting. His pants were around his ankles in full view of families who were trying to eat a meal. 26-year-old pulled up his underwear and then ran away and was hiding in the bushes after he was confronted by people at the nearby hotel where he was having sex, again,
well, I mean,
with a pile of leaves.
I mean, from leaves to bushes, it's like... We're just trying to have a picnic here, and...
So they call the cops, and this guy's just hiding in the bush. Not turned on at all by the bush, though.
Oh,
using the bush just for cover...
Donna?
I
love fall. Fall for it every year.
Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads. Cold and hot subs, including the Cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled. You can get a hot Bobby.
What?
Yes. It's a hot Bobby is available. They're open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Is this oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkeys, and they're the big butter balls. That's what they're roasting them every night, so they're ready for you the very next day.
Yeah.
And roast beef hand pulled daily at Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number three on our top five things. This story comes to us from Australia, Sydney, Australia, where there's a rare medical case. The guy had. U.S. Cellular. What was that? Stop with that.
Number three.
Thank you, computer. This guy was having sinus issues for years.
Yes.
Sinus infection after sinus infection after sinus infection.
Just won't leave me alone.
48-year-old man in Sydney, Australia. He had headaches and sinus problems that are described here as persistent. And the reason he had this problem was...
Yes.
He had a bag of marijuana that was lodged in his nose for the last 18 years.
Well, that's kind of a win-win.
Mm.
I mean, you're going to get that relief.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. They did a nasendoscopy.
No one was able to figure this out before then, huh?
And they detected a giant gray mass in his nasal cavity. The foreign body was removed under general aesthetic. And when they started poking around at it, it was a balloon containing degenerate vegetable plant matter. And that plant matter turned out to be cannabis.
Now, did it ring a bell once they found it?
Yes.
It's like, yes.
That's where that is.
Yes.
Yes. Upon further questioning, he admitted that he had shoved the package of dope up his nose to smuggle the drug into a correctional facility 18 years ago.
Here, Klinger, hide this.
He said the cannabis-filled rubber balloon had been given to him by his girlfriend during a prison visit. He managed to smuggle the marijuana past the prison guards and into the facility, but he wasn't able to retrieve it.
I would do anything for that woman.
So he figured that he must have had it go down his nasal cavity into his throat and that he swallowed it.
Yes.
He said he thought he accidentally swallowed it.
Yeah.
And he had forgotten about it.
Had he passed a lot of balloons?
Well, you would think you would look for that.
You'd be kind of keeping your eye open for the balloon.
Right? You would think that would be something that you would...
Poke around there. Could be a balloon, I guess. I don't know.
Right. If you're going to be a marijuana drug mule and you're going to use a balloon, I would think that would be something that you would keep an eye out for.
You would think.
Yeah.
There was nothing I wouldn't do for that woman. I remember spending a lot of time at the bottom of her feet. Oh, goodness.
Four.
I could check over a bucket of chicken.
Number four, story here in the New York Post. This couple's got an interesting thing going on. His girlfriend lives her life as a kitty cat. And he said, the headline says
Shut
all.
Shut your cat mouth.
The headline says it all here in the Post. My girlfriend lives as a kitty cat and I'm her master. Yeah, she just lives in the house and pretends that she's a cat.
I've seen worse.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
It's, well.
Although, master is not a word I think of when it comes to cats.
Cats don't talk.
So when she starts talking, that's
what
it says.
No, that's a bad kitty. Shut your cat mouth.
Rob Berg is an aerospace engineer, 52 years old. Head over heels for a woman who identifies as a feline. Cat Lyons is her name. I'm guessing that's not her real name, but we'll go along with it. It says here, she's being shy. She looks good on the table, he says. He met her at a Comic-Con 8 months ago and discovered that she works at Catgirl Manor, which is a club in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
I was going to ask where she works.
That hosts pet play BDSM events.
Great. Great. Super.
He says, I've never had anything so much on the kitten side of dressing up.
I guess, you know, it doesn't... typically, your parents will always say you should have a hobby.
Yeah, well... She says, I've always been different. Quote, I've just always had a fascination with cats. People are like, you're not really a cat. And I'm like, I feel like though I am a cat. This couple says they deal with a lot of societal judgment, not just for getting it on like cats, but for their age gap. He's 53. She's 31.
Mm-hmm.
She says,
let's see if that's loud. He's 53.
Yeah.
So what is it? You cut it in half and add seven?
Yes.
So...
There's a lot that's messed up in the age,
so it's not quite
right,
not quite kosher.
She says it's just not accepted by a lot of people. But I'm with you. She shouldn't be talking if she's a cat.
No, shut your cat mouth.
is that what he says to her, you think?
Yes.
Hey.
Who taught you?
Shut your cat mouth, you.
Who taught you math? A cat?
She's
shut your cat mouth.
She says the struggle of being a cat is keeping your ears up perfectly. This is not just dress up for me every day. It's an everyday thing for me.
Yeah.
She says she realized she was a cat when she was bullied in high school and decided to embrace her kitty identity when she discovered Catgirl Manor and met others who identified as cats. There are 28,000 of these people on Facebook that go, they think that they're cats. She says, I grew up and had to pretend to be normal, but now I get to be myself. I am a kitten. If I want to climb on something, I can. If I want to drink out of a little bowl, I can. Well, you could do that anyway, right? You don't have to pretend you're a cat. Also,
it's kind of like when I got that Enchirito. It's like that Enchirito that one of the last ones.
Yeah.
They didn't give me a spork.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, well, I either go back and get the spork or I'm going to cat food this thing.
This is my other point, though. If that's their gimmick, that she lives as a cat and he's the master of the cat and that's how they do their stuff, go with God. None of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But then you really shouldn't be having sex with a cat, should you? Like, if that's your thing,
I think there's laws.
She's a cat, and I think she's a cat, and also I have sex with the cat. Then, which is it?
She's like, bigger than most cats.
Well, yeah, she. And, like, does she get to use the bathroom, or does she crap in a box in the end of the hall?
I don't know. These are maybe questions we don't really want answers to.
I shouldn't go digging around too deep in this.
Don't dig too deep.
Five.
Finally, Deshaun Watson.
Who the Bears could have had.
Yes. Yes. The Bears are so bad. I'm done with football. I'm done with NFL football. And after the Hawkeyes get their heads handed to them by Wisconsin this weekend, I'm done with college football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just done with it. It's a dumb sport. When do pitchers and catchers report? That's the question.
It's a little ways away. Would you mind giving us a little break?
No, I really... When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway? Uh-huh. Harry Carey.
Soon enough.
Harry Carey speaks for all of us.
Valentine's Day will be here before you know it.
I know. I understand that for you it means something a little different than it does for us. But this football is just...
When the hell does the baseball season
begin? Well, maybe you could turn into
an
avid NBA fan. There's typically games on every night of the week.
No use for that either. No use for that either.
You don't have a basketball Jones?
No, it's just not for me. I'll take a hard pass on all of that, the basketball nonsense.
You know what they had on ESPN the other day?
What's that?
I think it was the World Championships of hatchet throwing.
Well.
Yes, or axe throw or something.
Maybe that is something.
But the thing about it was, they never miss.
Mm.
So
you're the kind of person that watches a car. You watch NASCAR for the car crashes.
Well, no, it'd be like bowling, watching bowling, which I'm quite capable of doing. But it'd be bowling where they're always strikes.
Uh huh.
I mean, I need a hatchet that goes awry.
Every once in a while.
Every so often.
Somebody sent us a link to the Ed Obradovich coverage.
Oh yes,
and it's something else. So there's this
pretty
app,
good stuff.
There's this app called Hot Mic that I discovered yesterday, and it's interesting. The idea is you can watch games along with other people.
Okay.
So you there were two guys from The Score that were doing it, and the idea is you turn on the app,
yes,
and then you sync up. The app automatically syncs up the game,
so you're watching it with them, yes.
Right? So I'm watching the game with Matt Spiegel was doing it. I was like, okay, well this will be interesting for a couple minutes.
Now can they hear you?
No, okay. No, but it's like Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins are in your living room watching the game with you.
Yeah.
But they were so bored with the game too. I was like, no, I'm gonna go mow the lawn. And then Ed Obradovich was on.
Doug.
And it was like watching the game with Ed.
Does he still reference Doug?
He said National Football League
during
the game like five times.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if Darren and I would have had this technology back in the day,
we wouldn't have made it. Because when they mention National Football League,
you
had
to chug your entire beer.
You have to finish what you have.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's in your beer, you had to chug. So he's screaming about Nagy and Trubisky and Pace and how none of these jamokes know what they're doing. It was great. And then that got boring. And I said, I'm not giving these Bears any more of my time. But someone sent us a link to some audio of OB from here we go. This is a little bit from WGN radio.
Okay.
Just
a taste.
It's the Hamp and OB show is what it is. Now, this is from the loss to the Chargers, so this isn't the most recent one.
This would actually probably be a better one to listen to.
Yeah, he was pretty fired up yesterday.
Yeah.
But it just gives you it's not OB and Buffon.
Doug. Yeah.
Because that was, that was the best, but it'll just give you a taster.
You let a 5-2 team, halfway through this season, and come in here into Chicago, our ballpark, and take away a victory from us because of a stupid coach who plays scared to death offense. I've got it up to my eyebrows with this Nagy.
Up to the eyebrows. It's pretty good. Because up to the eyebrows is over your eyes. I mean,
I've had it up to my eyebrows with this Nagy.
People will sometimes say that I've had it up to my eyes. But it's beyond his eyes.
I've heard I've had it up to here. I've never heard it quantified with like a specific body part. Had it up to here with you, I've heard. Up to my eyebrows.
All you can see is
not past though. They did win. They have won 3 games.
All you can see is my forehead at this point.
I love how he just pounds on the console the whole time. You just hear him just punching things while he's in there. So OB is on WGN doing post game. Okay. If you want it would be better with Doug Buffone. Yes, God rest his soul.
It's something.
Right. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback who clearly looked like he was going to be a superstar in the NFL, and the Bears passed on. In fact, they traded up to get Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. When the 49ers were never going to take Mitch Trubisky. Deshaun Watson passed yesterday for 201 yards and a pair of touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Texans win 26-3 over the Jaguars in London.
Yeah, that one I didn't have.
He took a foot to the eye the week before throwing a touchdown. Got kicked in the face and still managed to complete a pass for a touchdown, right? Still has a big black eye, bloody eyeball and everything.
Sure.
And they said, how in the world are you able to play? You got kicked in the eyeball.
Yeah.
And he says, I want to credit Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Now, I haven't had one yet.
He says the spicy chicken sandwiches he got from Popeye's helped his eye get right.
Nice.
Yes. Give all the credit in the world to the Popeye's chicken sandwiches for healing my eye. And, I mean, look at that. It's just a big, bloody...
I'll tell you the key. The key is, it was the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches that I ate this week that helped the eye, so...
Someone's fishing for an endorsement.
Good for you.
Why wouldn't you?
Good for you.
That's all I'd be doing.
Meanwhile, this dummy from University of North Carolina, what are they doing? That 12-4 season, what a dope I was for thinking this team was going to be any damn good.
It was a charade.
Right?
Charade.
Haha, charade you are. That's going to do it for the top five things.
I think we're back. Well, we're back sometime this week.
Sometime this week.
Yes.
I like it. That is going to do it for this installment of the top five things. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again.
Hang loose, kooks.
And...
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wind cakes for nothing.